Well, I'm back from Israel-Palestine and my 3-month stint as an ecumenical accompanier with the World Council of Churches programme that was established by invitation of the churches in Israel-Palestine. It went so fast, it was unbelievable. It's taken me longer to get back into UK routine than I expected, partly because the Queen died on the day I returned and we then went into mourning as a nation, alongside all the other turbulence of a new Prime Minister and King, war in Ukraine and major extreme weather events that have been devastating for those involved. Change is all around, and yet the God we know in Christ is our rock and fortress and present help in trouble. Now I'm actually back in the UK, I can talk more freely about the situation in Israel-Palestine. There was a risk of problems getting through airport security, but more likely, if I wanted to return to Israel, trouble getting a visa to re-enter if it was clear what I was doing while there. Security is tight, especially for known activists for peace and for the end of the occupation of Palestine. Looking back from home, it was a blessing to have had this God-given experience. I lived as part of a 4-member international team in Bethlehem. We were accepted and welcomed by the locals. They greeted us and invited us daily to have coffee and eat in their homes. The hospitality was amazing. The locals also stopped us on the street if we were wearing our recognisable jackets, and sometimes if we weren't, to express their thanks, especially for our presence at Checkpoint 300. A team was there for 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, monitoring the humanitarian line and hoping that our presence and reporting would make the checkpoint a bit better place to have to go through. It was one of a few routes for Palestinians south of Jerusalem to access the city, but only if they had the correct ID or a permit. October sees the olive harvest. This is a difficult time for Palestinians who cannot always access their trees to pick the olives due to Israel's military control of the land, and therefore that makes them have to negotiate a checkpoint. Other Palestinian olive trees have been destroyed by Israel taking the land or by Israeli settlers who live in Israel built in effect towns and villages, destroying the trees and therefore Palestinian livelihoods. It is a bleak situation, and it's hard to see how peace might come in Israel-Palestine. But we can pray, we can sponsor the planting of olive trees in Palestine, or we can give to programmes like the one I was on, IAPI. I'm very willing to come and talk to any group, however small, by Zoom or physically present, about the experience. You can find links for donations, sponsoring trees, and to contact me about learning more through a presentation on Keith's Sheep in Solitude website. I thank you for your prayers while I was serving in Bethlehem, and I ask for your continued prayer for the situation in Israel-Palestine going forward.